Article title, Building a Keyboard Filter Part 2. Content, if you haven't read, link to Keyboard Filter 1, link text, Part 1, link end. Please read this first. Subheader, a change of plan. In Part 1 I wanted to build a PS/2 in, PS/2 out filter. I mentioned also a quick test with the PS2 key advanced library. Turned out, the library is great, but does too much. It does handle things like the keyboard LED and other stuff I don't need. So I looked for other libraries and found the PS Keyboard Host library also available in the library manager. And this comes with a fully working PS/2 to USB example I can build upon. But it needs an Arduino with a USB host, like the Arduino Leonardo, Pro Micro or a clone. Originally this was planned for iteration 2, but since this works fine in fact, I'm using it to type this, I'll skip iteration 1. Subheader, stripping the example down to the minimum, #include PS2 keyboard.h. #include PS2 null diagnostics.h. #include PS2 USB translator.h. #include HID project.h. Static PS2 : null diagnostics ND. Static PS2 : USB translator PS2 : null diagnostics key mapping ND. Static PS2 : keyboard 4, 2, 16. PS2 : null diagnostics PS2 keyboard ND. Static PS2 : USB keyboard LEDs LED value last sent to PS2 equals PS2 : USB keyboard LEDs : none. UN8T active filter equals 255. // The setup function runs once when you press reset or power the board. Void setup. BS2 keyboard.begin. Boot keyboard.begin. Void loop. BS2 : USB keyboard LEDs new LED state equals PS2 : USB keyboard LEDs boot keyboard.get LEDs. If new LED state not equals LED value last sent to PS2. BS2 keyboard.send LED status key mapping.translate LEDs new LED state. LED value last sent to PS2 equals new LED state. PS2 : keyboard output scan code equals PS2 keyboard.read scan code. If scan code not equals PS2 : keyboard output : none and end scan code not equals PS2 : keyboard output : garbled. BS2 : USB key action action equals key mapping dot translate PS2 key code scan code. Keyboard key code hid code equals keyboard key code action dot hid code. If active filter not equals 255. // insert filter function. Switch action dot gesture. Gase PS2 : USB key action : key down. If hid code not equals keyboard key code : key reserved. Boot keyboard dot press hid code, break, case PS2 : USB key action : key up, if hid code not equals keyboard key code : key reserved, boot keyboard dot release hid code, break. Basically all it does is to check if the active filter variable is set to something other than 255 and if so, the we will call the filter function here. If the filter function want to filter it, we will overwrite the key with keyboard key code : key reserved equals 0. The current function will come later. If the key was not set to key reserved aka filtered, the command will be forwarded to the USB port. Give it a try. All keys should work. Subheader, the filter function S. Now it is time for the filter function. Glass filter. Private. UN8TM keys 8 equals 0. UN8TM number. UN8TM num keys, public, filter UN8T number, M number equals number, M num keys equals 0, bool load from EEPROM, return true, void clear, for UN8TI equals 0, IM num keys, ++ I, M keys I equals 0, M num keys equals 0, void add key UN8T key, if M num keys 7, M keys M num keys ++ equals key, bool write to EEPROM. Return true. Bool is filtered UNT8T key. For UNT8TI equals 0. I am num keys. ++ I. If M keys I equals key. Return true. Return false. #define num filters 12. Filter asterisk filters num filters equals 0. This needs to be added to before the setup function. This is the core of the product. You can define up to 12 filters. Each of them can filter up to 8 keys. If you want to add a key, call the addKey function with the key to filter. The isFiltered function checks the previously added keys and return true if the key should be filtered, false if not. Now we need to set it up in setup function. For uint8ti equals 0, iNumFilters, plus plus i, filters i equals new filter i, filters i load from eprom, filters 11 clear, filters 11 add key keye, active filter equals 11. This includes a dummy hard-coded filter on number 12. It filters out all e. The load and save from eprom will be done later. Now we finally have to ask our filter function in the main loop if active filter not equals 255. If filters active filter is filtered hid code. Hid code equals keyboard key code colon key reserved. Now a quick compile and upload. And TSD how it works. Looks fin to m. No more in the output. Here NDS that LTKR anyway. Okay. Back to the unfiltered keyboard subheader. Toggling filters and programming. As written in. Link 2. Keyboard filter 1. Link text, part 1. Link end. I want to program the filter by pressing left shift and scroll lock for 5 seconds, right shift and scroll lock for 1 second to use the filter. For this we need a small state machine. Sounds complicated, but is quite easy. You define several states and a condition to move to another state. You start at stage 0. If the condition is met, you move to the next one. In our case, a flow diagram shows the states and conditions best. It starts with the key pressed or released event. Stage 0 is shown. It checks if the left shift key was pressed. If so, set state to 1 and send the key to the computer. Same for right key, except state is 6. This is the workflow for selecting a filter. In state 6 we expect a scroll lock key down. If something else happens, other key pressed or shift released. Go back to stage 0 and abort the process. If we got a scroll lock press, set state to 7. This is repeated until we go back to stage 0 by aborting the process or by finishing it. Similar process for programming, just more steps. The actual implementation will be done in Link 2, Keyboard Filter 3, Link Text, Part 3, Link End. In this series,